Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I said to someone the other day, I'm in the Godhead. I'm the Son of God. And they said, oh, we're all God's children, so that's absolutely fine. Basically, what I'm saying is, as predicted, me announcing I was the Son of God the other day on this podcast didn't get the splash I intended. Didn't quite get the traction that David Icke got when he announced in this country the same thing in 1991. But I have to persist. I have to persist, not change. Not change. Keep going on with the same thing. Keep going. Can't change my mind now. Imagine if David Icke came out now and said, oh, sorry, I'm not the Son of God. I'm not in the Godhead. Everyone would be demanding their money back. And I can't afford that. I cannot change. Cannot change. That's one thing I've come to notice over the years. There are people, more people than ever, that will never ever change their minds. Even when all the evidence is stacked against them, they will never ever change. They will always have things their way. And some might call these people pricks. But there is something in it. And I'm seeing it more and more. You know, flat earthers, conspiracy theorists, there are people who book a train ticket, London to Lille, when you're actually going to the south of France, and insist they were right to do so. Right to book the ticket to Lille, which is in the north of France, so we had to... But if you stick to your guns, if you never ever back down, people will join you. People will join you, and not in huge numbers, you know, but 20 to 100,000 is all you need these days to start a revolution. You can get a publishing deal off the back of your twatty opinion with just like 50 to 100,000 followers. Publishers won't care about the rank stupidity of the idea, just that there's enough people on board to make money. This is what David Icke found when he announced he was the Son of God. Enough people came on board to legitimise it. So even if like 99.9% of the world think you're a fucking lunatic, there are 9 billion people in the world. So that's what 9 million people is left. If 99.9, if you're 0.1%, there's still 9 million people thinking believing you when you say you're the son of a mushroom or whatever bollocks you want to come out with. And it's something I only realised fairly recently. Because up until now, I found this trait in people fucking annoying who cannot admit they're wrong. People who would never change their minds, even if they're heading down a track to their certain death. There are people that would literally die rather than change. A member of my family refused treatment for a medical condition, knowing that would lead to a certain death. And cut a long story short, a miracle happened. And she was right. And 99.9% of medical science was wrong. And she didn't need the procedure, which is going to affect her whole life. She just pulled through without it. And she's got pretty much completely better. So you know what? Maybe the 0.01% have something. Maybe the earth is flat. Maybe I am the Son of God. Maybe the accepted opinion isn't always right. Maybe. However, come the fuck on now. Lille is in northern France, giving us a 10-hour journey in 100 degrees heat. You were wrong. You're wrong. And that's why we're not together anymore. Because you were wrong. And this whole podcast is to say you were wrong in booking that train to Lille when we were going to the south of France. And I, Nathan Cassidy, was right. Because you know what? I'm always right. I'm always fucking right.